Hello everyone, this is Cody from the Rancor's Brothel. Are you looking for dice or accessories for your tabletop gaming? Look no further than Metallic Dice Games, a premium vendor of metallic and gemstone dice. Listeners of this podcast can receive 10% off any purchase anytime by using the promo code RBP10. So head on over to metallicdicegames.com for all your gaming needs. And don't forget to use the promo code RBP10 to save 10% on any purchase. Enjoy the show.
Rancor's Brothel presents Rot Black Sludge, a Morborgian scenario.
Hello, everyone.
Really? That's how you're starting the show?
Yeah, why not?
That was it?
What do you want me to do?
I don't know, but it was a really weird, creepy, like, Lester Molester stalking. Hello, everyone. Welcome to my fondue party. There are Cheez-Its.
And fava beans.
I mean, I'd be down for a fondue party.
Let's fondon't, shall we?
I don't know. I, like, legitimately, would you want, like, you go to, like, a fondue place, like, with my wife. It's like, oh, it's kind of romantic and we're sharing cheese. Like, do you want to share cheese with 7 to 10 people?
I want to share an entire white chocolate fountain with a box of Thin Mints.
As long as you're not double dipping, it might be okay.
You don't double dip the chip.
But like, see? You put the thing in the cheese and then you stick the thing in your mouth. It's like sticking the fork back in the coleslaw.
Because it's circulating.
That's fair.
But some of them.
It's a fair point. Fair point.
No.
I'm thinking fountain.
So this is Morborg.
No, it's fondue hour with Lester the Molester.
Fondue hour. Welcome to the Rancor's Brothel fondue hour. Today we are talking white cheddar. Thoughts?
Good on popcorn.
Great on popcorn.
I find that adding a little bit of jalapeno really spices up the party, you know? Yes. Quite.
I hate this fucking character.
Do the time warp in a second.
Schroeder's ready to blow his
brains out. Started by saying, hello, everyone. The fuck? Oh, Jesus.
We're playing Morborgi. So you guys made two characters. You are starting with one. If you'd like, you can go around the table real quick. And, you know, if you don't want to go in full detail, no big deal. But if you'd like to at least introduce your character, you may do so. Go ahead, Cody.
Okay. I'm just curious. I didn't know if the eyebrow thing was me or not. So I am playing Skorv. Which has an O in it, because those have umlauts. Skorv, she wears heavy armor, and carries a bow and a femur, riding her donkey Knut, because yous have umlauts. I imagine Skorv is kind of that, weird, sort of punk rock thing where, like, she's got half her head shaved and the other half is, like, extra long and folded over. Except maybe it's scarred or whatever on one side, and her eyes are kind of screwed up from.
Well, you do have a physical attribute. Which one was that?
Cataracts. That's what I'm going
for.
Oh,
gotcha. Yeah, okay, yeah. I wasn't sure if it was the other one.
I really like the idea of the deceitful and lazy Skorv is the one that has a ranged weapon, because that can only go well.
And cataracts.
And yes,
beautiful.
Yes, that's the joke.
They're slow, but they're there.
So yeah, that's Skorv again, riding her donkey Knut.
Sure.
I'm playing Tung. that is
how
also...
How many U's is that?
Seven.
Do they all have umlauts, or is it like in every other U?
It's two, and they both have umlauts.
Everybody from Free League is going to condemn this fucking show. They're never going to let us play it again.
I mean...
stop us.
They're Sweden.
Cease and desist order comes in from Swiss Bonk.
Please stop.
But yeah, so Tung has a sword at his waist, wearing light armor, and a couple of scrolls tucked into his belt. It's kind of hard to describe vindictive and conflicted without they're actually, you know, he just doesn't, you don't look vindictive.
It's just a way to role play.
I guess he just has resting bitch face.
That's fair. That's fair.
But
Does he curl his fingers and just sneer a lot?
Only when he's using his scrolls. Like,
like fucking 1920s vampire.
Yeah, but what you notice about Toong is he constantly has that, you know, blushy red cheeks.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always drunk.
Not always.
Oh, wait a minute. That's my guy.
Always trying to get drunk.
I'm Ulrich. No umlaut.
Man.
What a rebel.
Like two missed opportunities for umlauts.
No.
I just assumed there was a W in there. I don't know.
Armed with a battle axe. With you know, some mangy hair, and apparently I talk to insects.
Yep. Yeah. Making characters for this game is a lot of fun. You awake, one by one, in a dark room. Tiny slivers of light peek in through a tiny barred window around the edges of a large door. You feel around and find that you are shackled by your ankles to the wall.
I guess that whole description of your clothes and scroll really don't seem to fucking matter at this point.
I mean, it might if somebody, you know, comes around.
You each hear rustling around you as if other people are around you. You all seem to be in the same room. You're welcome to converse if you wish.
Are we clothed?
You from what you can feel, it seems to be just sort of ragged clothing.
A slip, shall we say?
Sure.
A shift? I feel like that term has been used before.
How many people are in this room?
You can ask the people.
Well,
I don't have eyes.
It's dark. You can't see. All you see is a sliver of light.
Okay.
That's how dark it is in this room.
Who's there? Anybody?
Nobody here but us chickens. We would get a general, is it so dark? I would just imagine if there's a sliver of light, do we have some sense of dimensionality? Is this room 10 by 10? 50 really, by 50?
You would assume quite small, but...
Okay. So I'm saying, it's not like, we're not in a massive room with hundreds of people. We're likely in a smaller room with maybe a dozen people.
I mean, if you're listening hard enough, you probably don't... Tell you what, give me a presence roll. That is for that is perception. In this game.
I rolled a 9.
I rolled a 19.
17.
So the two of you can tell that there's at least no more than 3 people in this room. The other one is more confused. 3 people including yourself.
The entire village is locked up in here.
I would just say hello. I would introduce myself. Hello, my name is Toong.
See, that's the shit that's going to get us in trouble.
That's the thing. That's the one.
That's all we're going to get. I'm not going any further than that.
The umlauts are one thing, but...
You're going to get a very distasteful letter in the mail.
Find my address.
Strongly
worded letter in Swedish.
Don't be doing that on the podcast.
Like... Troy and I locked eyes and we're like, which one of us is gonna do it? And like, I can just see Troy saying, I'll throw myself on this landmine.
As long as you explain the joke, then you would be my character.
We'll just move on. You can all gauge that there's about 3 people in this room, but after a few moments, you eventually hear footsteps from out in the hall, and they grow louder and louder. You then hear the sound of a key as the door unlocks, and when it's pulled open, a bright light from a torch sort of takes you off guard.
Torches don't emit bright light.
Well, it's much brighter than anything in this room.
Harsh.
In walks an elderly-looking man. He is in an earthy-looking tunic. His hood is drawn, but you can see his crow's feet eyes and stringy gray beard. He says, good evening. I am Resi, a seer in Grovantask. Courtier to the Shadow King. Each of you would know that the Shadow King is a big bad dude.
You'd have to be to not get beat up by calling yourself the Shadow King.
Each of you were taken in the night and dragged to this cell, accused of heretical theft for the kidnapping of our king's son, Alden. Luckily for you, I was summoned to evaluate your auras. The good news is, you're innocent. The bad news is, Alden is still missing. See, without Alden, the future of the crown lies in the hands of our king's imbecile brother. Alden must be found, which is where you come in. See, our king would likely execute you to save face, however, I managed to create a loophole in your favor. You must go find Alden and return him discreetly to the castle. Wealthy life and freedom await you in return.
Troy's pretty hard pressing X to doubt over there, which I must agree.
Yeah, just seems a lot of empty promises. Like, you've already got us shackled and imprisoned, and now promising us riches if we somehow find this moronic son of his.
I understand the distrust, but I do assure you, freedom and wealth.
Can I get that in writing?
If you must.
I must.
He kind of looks back at a guard and kind of nods, and the guard takes off.
Good call.
It's believed now, through our research, that Alden is being held in an underground location. One any free man wouldn't be willing to go. We call it the Accursed Den.
How good do you think that intel is?
With our scouts and their knowledge and their skills, quite.
Den with an I, den with an E.
E.
Okay. Follow-up question. What resides in said den?
Something accursed.
Presumably. I just didn't know if I needed to bring earmuffs or Scooby snacks.
Scooby snacks?
If it's accursed, I'm just going to throw it out there. If it's an accursed den with an E, then you know what resides there in order for it to be accursed.
He does say, I do not know exactly what is in said accursed den.
Well, you never do, but like ballpark.
What I can tell you is this. One, I fear Aldon may be unwilling to leave this place. It may take some persuasion, perhaps even physical removal.
So whatever resides in the den is hot.
Perhaps. I have also learned that an ancient man lives there.
An ancient hot man?
An ancient old man.
You said that.
I fear fear him and avoid him.
Does this ancient old man wear a red robe?
This I do not know.
It's a den with some hot chicks?
Yes.
I'm making sure Lucas got it.
He didn't.
Is there a grotto?
I know where you're going. I'm trying to keep the game going.
Okay. Then quit drinking beer and read the narrative.
That you'll receive your equipment back and your donkey.
Newt!
And you will be escorted to the entrance.
To the entrance of the den?
Yes.
Oh, well, police escort. Awesome.
Very much. It's like you are escorted by, jumping ahead a little bit, you'll get your shit back, get your donkey. You're escorted by like 12 very massive and well armed.
Let's make sure we get that piece of paper before we leave.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. You get a piece of paper. You get a writ.
Do any of us read?
Yes.
I mean,
I have to read if I can use a spell or the scroll, right?
I think presence is like your intelligence in this, isn't it? So what's your
base?
Yeah, you get by.
Do you have any magical weapons that'll help us on this quest?
No.
Worth a shot.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight. 12 massive bulking dudes. Are they armed?
Oh, heavily. They're bringing you to, like, you're in shackles until you get to the entrance.
Not to, like, downplay our skills, right? But 12 massive dudes who are probably legit badasses are forcing us into this.
Yeah.
It's a bit funny, that.
Yeah.
Well, he did say any free man wouldn't enter. You are not free.
I'm not a number. I am a free man.
You guys reach.
I have a question before we move any further.
Okay.
How are spells cast? How do you just use the scroll?
Yeah, so you can, did you already roll or do you want to re-roll your usage for the day? If you want, you can.
I rolled a 3.
All right, so you have, for the day, 3 spell slots. You can use any one of those scrolls any amount of time.
What do you think?
3 times for the entire day.
You can break his game, I don't care.
Okay, I'm gonna try. Okay. All right, just let me know when we're free, when we're unshackled.
You are ushered in, you are thrown a key, and the door is shut.
There's a door to this den? dents are usually like holes that lead into tunnels under trees.
It is shut.
I would have a question then before you were thrown in. Like,
you're told what to do. What more do you have?
I'm just like that's a really weird description of.
You ever played Diablo 2?
No, I haven't actually. I've never played any of Diablo games.
I would not consider a den to be
like
stored.
When you hear den in the natural world, you think of like a bear's den.
Like, yeah, no, I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Regardless of the narrative door, are we in a cave-like structure? Are we in a place of hewn stone?
How many keys are there? And how did this dude get in and it's locked behind him? Do we have the only key?
No, I believe the keys are for the shackles.
Yes. It's a shackle key.
Gotcha. I was thinking key to the door.
Basically, you are kind of shoved down a short stairwell into what appears to be sort of a cavernous room with two doors to the north of it. There is enough light in here to see.
So,
there is
den may be a very broad term then.
Yeah.
I believe they're using the word den more as just, it's a dungeon. Like, that's what you're going through, so.
So, are we still, like, in the wherever we were
being
imprisoned?
Held? No.
How
this would have been like maybe half a day's travel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we in some sort of like, were we brought to a structure, a built structure, or
more like a mountainside?
Okay.
So we were brought into a mountainside. They opened Durin's door and they threw us down the flight of stairs and closed
just,
it behind
yeah,
us.
Yeah, just trying to understand.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the essential concept.
Okay.
So again, this is a hewn place. This is crafted. There are
yes.
flagstones, doors.
Yeah, yes and no, yes. Like, it's stone,
perfectly
but it is
clear.
It is definitely carved, but it's still stone. There are doors installed. So
it's a dungeon.
Yes.
It's not a den.
It is a dungeon crawl game.
My God. I'm just surprised they don't call it the accursed dungeon, then.
Nope, they call it the accursed den.
Right. I unlock my ankles.
Which does make it slightly scarier, because that is something is known here.
Oh yeah, we're basically breaking and entering at this
yeah.
point.
Yeah.
How long do we
it
get
is
to
known.
The Balrog?
It is known.
What's the guy's name again that we're looking for?
Alden, Aldon. It is a child, I believe, like 13.
I'm not gonna do it.
12 or 13 years old, something like that.
Okay.
It'll fit in at some point.
I know.
So we are in a room that has but two other doors.
You are in what they're calling the entrance hall. So it smells very stale here. Lit oil lanterns hang from the ceiling.
So lit.
There is a small stream of water that crosses the room from holes in the walls. Small holes. Maybe only large enough for like a leg to fit in even. Black violet butterflies flap haplessly over the water. To the north, there are two wooden doors, both of them slightly ajar. And you hear faint violin music somewhere to the north.
Send the direction of the doors.
Beyond the doors.
So we're in a hallway, and the only way to go is these doors.
Yeah, if I were to describe the room to you, I would describe it as the shape of a goblet.
Gotcha.
The cup of a goblet. The stem would be like the stairwell behind you.
This stream of water, the holes that it's coming in and out of, they look like
they look
cut?
They look natural, actually.
Okay.
And it's only like a foot wide. Like, you can walk right over it. It's not treacherous to you. But it is there.
He says.
Right. I'm just trying to understand, like, was this a...
I pushed Tung in the water.
You get wet. It's about 2 feet deep.
Thanks, jackass.
Just checking. I step over Tung.
Son of a bitch.
I, like, lean down...
Treat me like a lady!
To see if one of, like, the butterflies, like, flutter towards my hand or anything.
Interesting. Well, that's a... fun idea.
Lucas is rapidly flipping through the book now.
I was trying to get to the... roll me presents. See how charming you are to them.
16.
Yeah, one of them just sort of lands on your fingertip.
I'll say, hello, little buddy.
You feel like it responds. It sort of, you know, is it called a stamen on a butterfly, the tongue? I can't remember.
I think so.
You feel it kind of like as if it's just licking your hand.
Stamen is a flower term.
Yeah, but I thought that was a butterfly thing.
I think it's also what you call like the tongue of a...
I don't
because
know.
Of its shape, yeah. I thought that's what you called it on a butterfly.
It's definitely a flower thing. I don't know about a butterfly thing.
Have you seen a young boy?
You get an indifferent response.
Okay.
Proboscis.
No, oh, okay. That sounds that's more fair. Like...
Yeah. That sounds more deadly than it is. It's a tongue. It's a butterfly tongue.
I mean, depends on the tongue.
It depends on the proboscis.
I'm going to light one of my torches from one of the oil lanterns on the wall.
You may do so. If you continue to hold it, you will be one-handed in terms of shield if you have one. I don't believe you do, but...
Nope.
I will essentially ask, do you know of any danger down these doorways?
It flutters its wings very rapidly and then takes off.
Okay.
You guys are watching a dude just talk to a bug.
Oh,
like,
no.
What the fuck's going on?
I'm walking to the other end where the violin music is.
I'll drag myself out of the water and follow the asshole.
Yeah. Would you like to go to the door on the left or the right?
So they're not a double door.
No, my apologies. It is basically evenly split. There's a door to your left, a door to your right, but they are on the north end of the wall.
Okay. And there's about how much feet separating? How many feet separating? 10 feet, 20 feet?
We'll call it 20 feet.
Okay. A decent enough space. Yeah, they don't lead to the same room, probably.
There are no squares on this map, so I'm going to estimate everything here.
I mean, as long as you tell me a lot or a little, that's plenty.
Yeah. Is the music coming from a particular door?
You really can't tell from where you're standing. It's just faintly somewhere in this place.
I will go and I will look in the left door and see what I see.
You see a dining hall in that room.
Is there any food in the dining hall?
If you sit there and sort of take in the room,
yes,
you see that there are four giant oil lamps illuminating the place. They call them oil lamps. From the map, I would say they're more like braziers. They're massive, according to the room. A large wooden table with roughly 20 chairs, set with mugs, plates, spoons, but no food or drink. And at the very end, a bearded man sits at the far end of the table. Ashen gray skin, dark eyes, dressed in a dusty old cloak. You also see another door to the north, which would be in the north, we'll call it the northwestern corner. It is a northern door. I don't know if you want to draw this out as you go or not. You also see a door in the northeast side of the room. It is on the eastern wall.
Scorv bounds into the room. Excuse me, sir. Have you seen a little boy?
You get no response.
Would you say you are accursed?
Again, no response. This individual almost appears catatonic.
I'll walk up to him, get about 5-6 feet away.
Doesn't even seem to pay you a mind.
Do I see any movement of breathing?
He appears to be breathing. Maybe shallowly, but he is breathing.
Eyes aren't moving, though, like not darting around at all?
Not so much darting. He will blink on occasion.
Okay.
But like he appears to be fixated just somewhere.
But his pupils aren't moving at all. They're fixated on a single point, essentially?
Kind of. It's almost as if he's just zoned out.
Okay.
How big is the room?
It's actually a very large room. Yeah. I would say this room is roughly 20 by 20, maybe even 30 by 30.
I mean, it's got to be pretty big.
Yeah. It's a 20-person table, so...
Right. You know. A big table, four braziers, two doors at the end.
One door northwest, facing north. One door on the east, facing east.
Should definitely...
So northeast, facing east.
Should definitely keep in mind about these braziers, though. Because it didn't say they were braziers.
Said they were lanterns?
Well, it says lanterns. It does say... It says four giant oil lamps. The picture makes them look more like braziers. But they do call them oil lamps, so they're probably hanging from the ceiling.
Sweet. Noted.
It's lit.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. And an old man who seems to be not even responding or caring that you're there.
I'll, reach out to the table and... See if it just it startles him at all.
Yo, homie, where the food at?
Whoop, whoop.
Slap him. I saw it on TV once.
I saw it on TV.
No, literally, that's what Kramer does. He says he sees Joe DiMaggio or something at a diner, and he sits there and he's just, at first, he's, and he starts whooping at him.
When you bang and whoop, that eastern door opens, and two what appears to be guards burst in, and you can roll initiative.
Ah, yes, what time is dinner?
They say, you're not supposed to be here. I rolled a one, therefore they go first. You can roll your initiatives.
Six.
I also rolled a six.
It's a 20?
It's a D6.
Oh, D6.
D6. Add plus your agility.
Schroeder's not going until next turn.
What'd you roll?
Minus three.
What did you roll again?
Six.
Who has, does any, either of you have a higher agility?
Plus
I
two.
Zero.
So this is all sort of theater of the mind. I don't really feel like drawing this out or anything. You were the, so, okay, you, so you, how close to the man are you standing?
Like 6 feet away.
Okay. It depends. Is it the door behind the guy or is it the door on the other end of the room?
It is the east-facing door.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the end where the guy is or not the end where the guy is. I
yeah, he was on the northern end of the table. So he would be closest. You would probably be closest to the door if that is where you were standing, if you two did nothing but yell at him from the other side.
Correct.
I didn't yell at anybody.
One guard will run upon you, and one guard will run upon, let's just roll a D2, will run upon Cody.
I believe Artie. The name is Scarf.
I was going to say, I already forgot your character's names. I don't care anymore. Here, I'll write them down. So one will come upon you, Troy. You may roll to defend. I do not roll to hit in this game. You roll to defend, sir.
How do I do that?
You roll a D20. Everything in this game is DR12. I believe it's agility to defend. Let me confirm.
It is. It's on the page.
So it's plus or minus your agility score.
I have a 15.
You successfully defend on that attack. Cody, you may do the same.
No narration, no metal bullshit. The guy comes. Bah, bah, the bah, bah, bah.
Yeah. He runs around the table, comes at you, and says, you're not allowed to be here, and swings.
So perfect. Metal.
So very metal.
You got two out of a D4, so.
Thou shall not be here.
I mean, he's got a shield. You know, the guy leaps across the table and he throws his shield up and bangs it into the wall.
He's defending. He can define what he's doing.
All right, so we're getting no narrative input from Lucas. Feel free to make yourself the best Captain Sweden.
Yeah, look like a badass as
Captain
much as you
Sweden.
Want. It's the best part about this game. Make it up as you go.
Captain Suisse.
Sweden. Fuck yeah.
I rolled a four.
Hergdy bergdy fluggy durgy bluggy durger.
I enjoyed that way too much.
I will roll damage. That is
no,
a failure.
No, you don't get to roll anything.
The best part is I've never
one
seen
point.
Movie.
Yeah.
Now, do you have armor?
Yes.
So what is your armor?
It's a heavy three.
So you're even at a D, is it a D6? Either yes. way, you're going to deflect it, right? So you're good. You take no damage.
Yeah.
So he hits your armor and you kind of look at him like, the fuck? It is now.
I go, you bitch.
It is now Troy's turn. DR12, do you hit?
Do I add anything?
You're strength. Using strength to hit. So.
So 16, yeah.
That will be a hit. Please roll your damage.
Yeah, this guy's the one that's going to hit like a fucking truck.
Full damage.
Which is how much?
8.
You cleave that individual in half.
Fuck yeah.
He swings, he misses, you go, nope. Is that the one with the flail?
No, battle axe.
Battle axe, even better.
Yeah, the other just, one has the flail?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I sold my short sword for a battle axe.
I was wondering where you got the battle axe from.
I like the idea that he comes across, you take the shield, pin it down, and then the axe, you're just like, no, no, no.
Not in my house.
Oh. Easy. Dikembe hey, Mutombo.
Dikembe Mutombo, the most Swiss of individuals.
Hey, I don't know his full lineage.
That's true.
All you know is he sounds like the Cookie Monster. All right,
I just rolled morale on the other one. He is demoralized. At a 4, that one surrenders. He just drops his weapon, drops to his knees, and goes,
What weapon is it?
We'll call mine. It. It's a D6, so we'll call it. Is it a standard sword? I believe.
Yeah.
I take his sword.
Sword, yeah, standard sword.
And I slap him with my femur.
Go ahead and roll the hit. He does have armor on.
He surrendered.
I understand that.
It's a coup de grace.
Not yet.
I rolled an 18.
Go ahead and roll your damage.
2.
Tell you what, roll double damage. He surrendered.
3 total.
Okay. Not dead, but you hit him. He's bleeding out the side of his head.
Where's the child?
And he goes, what child?
I mean,
I raised the bloody femur again.
I guess technically he's the prince, so the prince, the king's son.
The shadow prince?
We house the insane. We feed them.
You just killed a social services worker.
You've not come across any children.
No children here.
I take his head.
All right. His head's gone then.
That was metal as fuck. Yeah.
You guys want to roll on a loot the corpses table?
Yes.
Of course.
It's a D66, which in this game is 2 D6s.
41.
All of you can roll. It's fine. It's fine.
I also rolled a 41.
You rolled a 14.
If you'd like to, you can roll again.
I'll flip. I rolled a 14. There you go. We'll do that. Nah, f***ing roll. 61.
56.
41. You find a map to a place that could not possibly exist. What was yours? 14?
61.
Oh, 60. Oh, that's right. Sorry. You re-rolled. A 61 is the result in silver. You find 61 silver then.
Nice.
Yours?
56.
56. You find 2 weighted dice.
Oh. That could be fun.
Can I go over and look in the room that they came out of?
You may.
I would follow you in that direction.
The entire time, this old man has not moved.
Well, yeah, clearly we've come to the old folks' home, and we just killed...
Just...
Oh, what the fuck was his name? What movie is that? Oh, God. Happy Gilmore.
Oh, yeah. Killed Ben Stiller.
You're in my world now, Grandma.
You can trouble me for a glass of shut the hell up.
Now I don't feel so bad about killing him.
I just watched that not long ago, too.
Yeah.
I don't feel so bad about him being dead. He's that guy.
No, that old man's still alive. You haven't killed him. He's just sitting there.
No, the guards.
Oh, the guards. Yeah, yeah. Oh, the workers. Yeah. Gotcha.
I did take his sword, though. Fuck that femur.
Yeah, you now have a sword, which is D6 damage if you need to write that down, by the way.
I wrote it down.
Okay. Peeking into the room that the eastern door enters into, you smell a very rotten stench in this room.
This is the room they were just hanging out in?
That's the room they came from. The room they just came from. It is kind of hot in here. You hear sad violin music that appears to be coming from beyond a staircase that goes down at the northern part of this room. It's a little bit louder. Feel like you're growing closer to it.
Besides the staircase, are there any other doors from this room?
There are. There is a door on the south.
Does that go back out to the hallway?
I would assume.
Actually, so there was a door. You guys did not go into the room on the right, so you would probably assume it goes into the room on the right from the entrance.
That's what you just said.
Yeah. I thought you meant to like the actual entrance hall. Sorry. Remember, there were 2 northern doors in the very entrance.
Yeah, but you said one was on the eastern wall.
No.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's what I was asking.
So there's a room on the south.
Stairs going down. Smells like shit.
And the music's coming from there.
As you peek around the corner, on the same wall that you're peeking around, there is a much larger iron door.
That would look like it's leading back into the room that we're in?
No, it's about 10 feet to your left, but on the same wall.
Yeah, so the room's actually like stopped like this.
It's more of a rectangle. I would call it like 30 by 20. 30 north, 20 east west.
Got you. Okay.
There is a blazing hot fireplace in here. Oh, my apologies. You also find a set of keys on one of these guys.
All right, we'll scoop them up.
We already made the joke where you killed Ben Stiller from Happy Gilmore.
They appear to be large iron keys. Also in this room, it's just a lot of debris, and there's a kind of a rickety wooden table with chairs.
What smells?
You're unsure. To the north, you see wooden stairs that go down. Beyond the stairs, you can kind of see oil lamps hanging, but you can't see the floor because it does go below your eye level, right? What they're calling the west is the door I described earlier, the larger iron door. and then the door you're going out of.
It's the boss door. It's where the one Bowser's in.
The door to the south. So there does appear to possibly be a room you've missed based on the amount of doors you have seen so far.
We need to go back the other way, or we need to check that door and see what room we've missed.
This one?
Yeah. Yep. To loop us back.
Yep.
You said I found a map to a place that could not exist.
Yep.
Well, how?
That's exactly what it is. Literally a map that can't to a place that can't possibly exist.
What does that mean?
Shambhala.
You look at it, and it's a map to... It seems to be a map to, like, an actual world you've never heard of. There's no name to it.
That's what I'm trying to understand.
Yeah. Narnia.
It's like there's sketches of like plants you've never seen, maybe animals you've never seen, maybe in the margins. It's like the map to Morrowind that you find in Skyrim. You have no idea what the fuck this place is.
Is there any sort of markings that I would interpret as writing?
You have no idea.
It says, welcome to Jurassic Park.
You look at it and it's completely foreign to you.
I understand that, but does there seem to be some sort of writing?
Maybe north, south, east, west is all you can gather.
Okay. But there aren't like words.
No. There would be a compass at least in the corner.
Okay.
That's your best bet. Yeah.
It has just two extra directions on it.
It's you're not even sure if it's like continental or if it's like maybe it's the interior of a plate. You have no idea.
Okay.
It's just bizarre to you. It's one of these random trinkets that you get that you're just like unsure. It's kind of like the trinkets you get in Witchlight.
Okay.
It's just weird. I believe somebody else, I think Josh found one of these in one of the other previous games. It's just a weird map.
Did the old man stir at all during
that
battle?
Not at all.
I will go and wave my hand like in front of his gaze. Like, does he?
He blinks a couple times.
Does he follow it?
Vaguely.
I want to investigate the room we have.
You can hear him kind of wheezing, maybe a little.
The room to the south, which connects back to the champagne goblet
hallway.
Sure. And this room is a little cooler, as it does not have a large. Blazing hot fireplace, like the room you were walking out of. But it is slightly smoky in here for some odd reason. There are a pair of torches that are dimly glowing. There are also two beds and three likely human skeletons.
Likely human?
Looking at them, they look like they're human.
Likely.
Yep. There's a gigantic bookshelf. Since you are facing south, it would be to your east. It is a gigantic bookshelf that appears to take up the entire wall. There is also a bedside table with flowers inside of a clay vase. The flowers don't appear to be dead.
Unlike the likely human skeletons.
Fair. And then, of course, the door to the south, which you would presume leads to the entrance hall.
So three skeletons, five beds is what you're telling me?
Nope. Three skeletons, two beds.
So no skeletons in the bed?
Nope. One skeleton on one bed, two skeletons on the other.
Huh. Never mind then.
Do we have an understanding of other beings in this world besides humans?
As in, do creatures exist? Yes.
I think he means more
do
like...
Do undead exist?
Elves and gnomes and shit, like...
No, not...
Are there other humanoid, like, sentient races?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, there are goblins... Which in this game are also kind of fantastic because they are humanoid with literally a goblin shark head. They're fun. They just look cool. Yeah, they're absolutely humanoids that are not human.
Okay. For them to say likely human skeletons, like we would have to have some understanding of their being
non-human. Yes,
possible.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure. Human-like absolutely. Creatures.
You would be aware for sure that there are weird things about.
Did you say goblin shark head?
Yeah, goblins exist in this game.
But they're like sharks.
They have. I'll show you a picture of it.
Okay.
They literally have shark heads.
Goblin shark.
You're such a f***.
Goblin shark. I've hated that song forever.
Isn't that kind of cool?
Oh, they're literally goblin shark.
Yeah, like it's a goblin shark goblin with a humanoid shark. Body. Yeah.
Okay.
This game is just f***ing fun.
I will go investigate the bookshelf.
I'll check out the flower.
Let's start with the flower. What are you doing with said flower?
Is it in a vase?
There are flowers in a clay vase. Yes.
I'm gonna look at the vase first. Is like up on a pedestal, just on a table.
It's on a bedside table, okay. Nightstand, if you
Sorry,
will.
I wasn't paying super close attention.
Appears to be plain, made of clay, but the flowers appear to be
like in fantastic shape in comparison to the rest of the room.
Compared to the room, yes, but are they fresh? Maybe not. Maybe they're a couple of days old, but they're not completely withering.
I will smell the flower.
Smells like pollen. You sneeze. Is your character allergic to flowers? I don't know.
No.
Okay.
I am, but not my character.
I am as well.
Okay.
I'm allergic to like everything.
Cool. That's it for the moment.
Okay. Shelf. Give me a D4.
3.
What you appear to see is obscure literature. You look at a book, but the text is completely incomprehensible. You can roll again if you wish to pull more books. You're welcome to.
Sure.
Good.
4.
Nice. You open up this book, and suddenly you to... Troy, where is your character? Are you in another room?
No, I would have followed them. If the old man wasn't being responsive after getting that close,
okay,
I would have...
The moment you walk through the door, Ulrich and Tung, you're sort of taken aback as... Sorry, is it Skorv?
Yeah! Sorry. There's a new mlat there.
Skorv just...
Make sure you pronounce it.
Skorv.
Skorv. Skorv just yells, "You, dead, arise!" out of nowhere.
Nice.
After which, a crystal demon suddenly appears.
I'm a fucking demon.
Klaatu.
I need you all to roll a DR12 presence check.
17 on the die.
5.
3.
Nice. You're good, Troy. For the two of you, roll a D6.
1, 2.
You each lose that amount of HP, and you're both unable to use powers for the rest of the scenario, as it sucks your magic away and disappears. Welcome to More Borgi.
Ouch.
Thank you for listening. You can find us online at RancorsBrothel.com, the Facebook page Fans of the Rancor's Brothel.
Rot Black Sludge, written by Pell Nilsson.
Music by Jason Shaw.